Over in Revelation chapter 19, if you'd like to be turning there with me, it is a wonderful joy to be here. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting me. I got a little note from him, and the way he began his note was a great encouragement and a comfort to my heart. He began his note by saying, "My dear brother, I thought you know a man of his caliber, but only me as a brother. What a blessing to me. I appreciate him and his dear wife. Appreciate you. Appreciate you very, very much." In Revelation chapter 19, I know there is a blessing pronounced upon those who read this book and hear its words and keep its prophecies and its sayings. But there's so much about this book, to be honest with you, I don't understand. So many symbols and visions. The 19th chapter seems to be the closing of it. As the judgment here has come. He speaks here in verse 2 of the Lord judging the great whore, whoever that is, and who all ever that might include. I'd almost be embarrassed to limit to Catholicism and leave out Protestantism and leave out Baptistism and so many. I think Bunyan probably said it well when he called this world that has gone whoring from its creator a city of destruction. This whore is called Great Babylon, the great city. And God's going to judge her. Whoever she is, whoever's included in her, He's going to judge her. She brags now. She brags now. The poor church, she goes weeping because she's so destitute and afflicted and poor. And Babylon brags about what a great city she is. The church brags about being destitute. She said, I've never been that way. I said over many people, I'll never be a widow.